A scene from a movie literally played out Friday afternoon, Second Street Bridge, as a semi-trailer was dangling over the edge of the bridge facing the Ohio River.
I can only imagine what that was like for the driver.
Here are, first of all, from Wave 3.
Damn, she was a very brave woman.
She was just praying. She was praying a lot, and I prayed with her.
A woman is safe after a dramatic rescue from a semi dangling off the Clark Memorial Bridge, hundreds of feet above the Ohio River.
Yeah, and all of the news organizations from around the world picked up this story.
A stunning scene unfolding on a Louisville bridge. A firefighter urgently rappelling down to reach a driver stranded.
The heart-pounding rescue in Louisville. A multi-vehicle crash left this tractor-trailer dangling off a bridge.
High drama above the Ohio River, like a scene from a Tom Cruise thriller.
Yeah, scene from a movie, that's for sure.
All right, this actually looked like a scene out of a movie, but it was very real. I want you to take a look at this.
Truck dangling off a bridge over the Ohio River.
We're learning more about a dramatic rescue after this semi-truck crashed into the railing of a Kentucky bridge.
Yeah, so many news organizations. I mean, how many times do you have this scene? Semi.
Like never.
Dangling over... precariously dangling over the bridge, facing the water below.
Watch as firefighter Bryce Carden hangs over the bridge's edge on a rope for 40 breathtaking minutes. The rescue ensues.
Yeah, I mean, it was legit, for real, like a scene from a movie. The mayor spoke on it.
I just want to conclude with the four words on the chief's patch that all of his colleagues in the Louisville Fire Department wear and that says, honor, courage, duty, dedication. All four of these traits were exhibited today by firefighter Carden, by his colleagues in Rescue 2, by his other colleagues in Louisville Fire, at EMS, at LMPD, that were on the scene.
Yeah, my friend Chief Brian O'Neill, man, he has been busy since taking the lead role of the Louisville Fire Department, but amazing footage. Like, I was feasting on video of all sorts of shots from people from the Humana building and the buildings downtown that are, like, looking out their windows and taking footage of this, and from the scenes from the actual crew on the bridge. Right now,
it is miraculous that it just didn't go plunging into the river. I mean, she's so lucky that they got there, 3 minutes after getting the call?
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing.
So, yes, it was like a scene from a movie. But there...
It's not the movie you may think.
But it's not the movie you may think. This has already played out on the big screen.
Good morning there, friend! Looks like you're in a particularly precarious predicament.
Yeah, same deal. Semi dangling over a bridge, over a river.
Call the police. Call the fire department. Call everybody.
You're in Adventure Bay.
Uh-oh, Adventure Bay. What do we do there?
Here, we call the Paw Patrol.
The Paw Patrol!
The Paw Patrol!
Paw Patrol!
Yeah! Oh, it's just like that.
How did the Paw Patrol do the exact same thing?
Here we go. Let's work together up there. Rocky, I need you to shut down the bridge and control traffic.
Literally, this is what happened. It literally played out like the Paw Patrol in real life.
That is crazy.
I need you to keep that waterway clear.
Keep the waterway clear.
Chase, it's all up to you. Use the winch in your pup pack to get the driver and bring him to safety.
Yeah,
all the paw packs. Yes, we need the paw packs. Get all the paw packs.
Literally, Louisville Fire Department Bryce Carden was just like Chase from
he
the Paw Patrol.
He got his paw pack.
Chase is on the case.
Oh, oh. Yes!
Wow!
Just
who knew the Paw Patrol movie was going to be, like, so prophetic?
Well, I mean, we need to figure out how this all ended. Chase rappels down. He's next to the cab, just like in real life.
Wow!
So, don't be alarmed. I'm coming down.
Oh, thank you. The rescue team is here. A dog?
Wait, a dog. Actually, all right.
I'm a puppy.
Oh. A baby dog.
That's even worse.
No, it's not, sir. You don't understand who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the Louisville Fire Department, a.k.a. Chase.
You're in shock, so I'm not going to take that personally. Now, let's get you out of here. Ryder, these cables aren't going to hold much longer.
Let's go, Chase. Get him out of there.
They literally did exactly what the Louisville Fire Department did. They winched him and they whipped him up.
We're coming out.
Don't panic. I need you to stay calm.
No deal. I'm freaking out.
Then you're really not going to like this.
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
We're not going to make it.
Get that guy to safety. Get him to safety. Yes, on the bridge.
You can open your eyes now.
Oh, we made it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So legit, you know, it was like a movie that played out, but it wasn't Mission Impossible. It was Paw Patrol.
I am choosing to think that the Louisville Fire and Rescue took their cues and formed their plan based on Paw Patrol. They all saw the movie. They're like, you guys, let's get our paw packs and let's make this happen.
I mean, how else would they have done it? I mean,
how else?
The script was already written for them.
Exactly.
In the 2021 movie, Paw Patrol.
They knew their plan.
The script.
Just get the paw packs and get to work.
Was already written. All right. So congrats to the Louisville Fire and Rescue, the LMPD, and everybody who was involved in the rescue of the woman there.
Really amazing stuff.
Yeah, the bridge.
I mean, what a day at the office,
I know,
right?
The Second Street Bridge will remain closed to pedestrians for the time being. Three out of the four driving lanes have been reopened. And, you know, hey, so if you are commuting this morning in the Second Street Bridge, you can still use the Second Street Bridge. Just keep in mind it may be a little slower than normal. So
let's use it with more caution.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's use it with more caution.
How many of you, like, saw this play out and go, I've thought that could happen?
I knew it. I knew that could happen.
I knew that could happen.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be honest. Had a few fears.
Yes.
Had a couple fears.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think nobody who has driven over the Second Street Bridge has not thought, you know what? Someone could just careen off into the river.
Yes. But I mean, just watching it, how in the world did it not just go? I mean, by the grace of God.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, big, huge congrats to everyone who helped in the safety and the safe rescue of everyone there. And yeah,
you guys are bona fide heroes.
You know what? Heroes, Paw Patrol style.
Somebody deliver them some paw packs right now.
That's right.